babe, I had no idea I was this sexy in a bikini. Like, holy shit. I'm basically Marilyn Monroe. I have the hourglass figure. I have great tits and no ass.
No ass.
No ass. I'm white. I don't get
Marilyn
a booty.
Have an ass, though?
She didn't. She was white. White bitches don't have asses.
What about me? I have an ass.
I'm not quite sure you're 100% white.
Yeah, I mean, have you met your dad?
I always thought, for some reason, you were like part gypsy or something.
She's half paralyzed.
Are you not part gypsy?
No. That was just a weird obsession I had when I was a kid, Alex.
Wait, oh my god, I thought that was
a gypsy obsession?
I thought that was legit.
Oh my gosh, we are going to get into this. In this
Courtney,
episode.
I hate to break it to you, but you do not look that white.
You look almost Mexican.
I know, right? Right? I could get. Right?
Alex,
why are you not recording this?
I can get really pale.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see.
No, seriously.
Courtney, I am the fire of Gondor is lit white. You are like almost under the radar of white.
You are like so goddamn white, you know, it makes like me look black.
So sexy.
That's not.
But you married a white woman. You've achieved everything in society you need.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Sure.
So, hello everybody and welcome to this week's episode of The Human Podcast. You either clicked it by accident. Yeah, you're here. Thank you. Stay, please. Stay.
There will be more fun.
I mean, there'll be fun. You'll get to hear about my hell week. The worst week I've ever had.
And I might actually get naked.
I mean, let's like fucking record the... There we go.
This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, don't you have to start over now?
No, not at all. Fuck him. And,
What is the introduction?
That was the introduction.
Yeah, I'm Alex. Yeah. And then this is my wife, Alex. Woo-hoo. And then over there is Courtney.
Who's not named Alex, unfortunately.
I mean, we can rename her, you know, the third Alex.
No, like, what's, like, the baseball team? Like, the Triple A's or something? It's my grandma's favorite team.
The Triple A's?
I can't remember what they're called. Don't laugh at me.
It's probably the Triple K's.
No, that's like the hardcore racism.
Yeah, your grandma's old.
No. Okay. Maybe there's a little, but she's come a long way since when I first met her. So she's been very open-minded and I'm quite pleased with her progress.
Yeah. She like doesn't be like, hey, I'll Hitler anymore. And like, well, drinks to that.
No, she's married to my grandpa who is hands down one of the strongest feminists I ever met. So.
Well, married.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. My grandpa supported me in everything I wanted to do. Like, he was the one who made sure, like, I was going to drop out. My grandpa was like, no, you got to get an education. You got to be smart. Like, he like, and, just did everything he could to make me feel better as being a woman.
And yet the man that is retarded that's married to her makes more money after, you know, he dropped out.
And that man somehow raised my POS dad.
I don't understand it.
It was my grandma.
I was just about to say it's probably her fault.
Oh, it's so her fault.
I don't know. Maybe there is something wrong with your dad.
Oh, there's definitely something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What?
So this week was my birthday week. Let's just jump into the fucking.
Oh, I'm so sorry, babe.
To the bullshit of this week. Because this was by far one of the fucking worst weeks. I almost quit my job. I turned 30.
You should quit your job, but continue.
I mean, I get paid way more than you, so I enjoy it. They pay me nice, but yeah. Fucking from the second I've turned 30, I'm like, oh man, this is why people kill themselves. This is a shitty, shitty, shitty fucking week.
Is it wrong that I can't wait to be 30?
Yeah, I mean, I hopefully your birthday was... It's impossible for your birthday to be worse than mine.
I've always had good... Well, okay. Since I was 22, I've always had good birthdays.
Okay. So, let's just start the week out. Tuesday, I had a heavy-ass fucking truck. Trucking down the road, get about 2 hours away, And I had, you know, big old explosion. Boom. I'm like, what the fuck was that? Pull the fuck over. My airbag is just exploded. Hissing air everywhere. I call my boss. I'm like, hey, some shit just happened. And I'm going to turn around. I ain't going to fuck around with this shit. I had, you know, over 300 tires on my truck. I'm like, fuck you. Turned around, got back to the warehouse. And by that time, I had burned up 4 hours of my driving day. I only have 11, so I only had 7 hours to get everything else done. I need every second of my driving day. Yeah.
7-11 equals 4.
Yeah. But not really. 7-11 does not equal 4.
Yes, it does. 11 minus 7 is 4.
Yes, that. But so, what you said made no sense. So
it made sense to autistic people.
I mean, sure. You know, all you retards that are listening, which I'm sure it's 100% of you.
Don't kill my vibe.
Yeah, I'm sure you understood her perfectly. Like, we're actually here for the women. Yeah. Shut up, dude. But so, I fucking, you know, perform whatever miracles I goddamn can. Get to Farmington. I'm like, okay, I'm fucking done. And it's the day before my birthday. I'm like, well, fuck. You know, the next day I wanted to get home, you know, get a haircut, have a nice fucking day, just, And so I'm just stressing. I have a fucking large ass truck, still like 200 tires on my truck after everything. And I'm just at my hotel. I'm like, you know what? The only thing I want right now, the only thing in the fucking world I want is some ice cream. That's it.
You like ice cream?
It's 107 fucking degrees outside, and I walk a mile
to... In pants?
In pants.
And boots.
And boots, yeah.
You just did that to yourself.
I walk a mile to the local Sonic because I can't fucking drive my truck anymore because I'm out of hours.
That's so dumb.
I mean, I technically could go on personal conveyance, but...
You already used that up because you broke the law.
Shut the fuck up. I didn't that day. Shut up. So I walk like a fucking mile to the local goddamn Sonic, you know, had to like jump over some fences cause they put in some new fucking fences for whatever reason, just to protect dirt. Jumping over these fences, you know, just.
You parkour?
It wasn't a high fence. It was like a fucking waste fence. And there was like a chair on the other side. So somebody else had obviously done the same thing that I did. 107 degrees, just walking, sweating. I'm like, I see the Sonic in the distance. I'm like, I'm almost there. It's gonna be so great. And I walk up because you can't like walk into the little patio area. So I walk up to like a car spot, press the button. You know, relief is coming just around the corner. Oh, it's gonna feel so good. Hi, welcome to Sonic. What can I get for you? Yeah, I'd like a cookie dough blast. Our ice cream machine does not work.
Are they McDonald's?
It's Sonic.
But they're not McDonald's.
They're now McDonald's. And I'm like, you ruined, like, I already had a stressful last day. You ruined everything for me.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
You might as well just, like, you know, thumbed open my ass and fucking, you know, put in, like, a fucking pine cone.
Dry.
Just, there you go. Enjoy. Do you like that? I'm like, no. So
no one wants it dry.
And it's still 107 fucking degrees. So now I have to like, I'm like, fuck you. I don't want anything at this point. Like I should have gotten a drink. I should have just like
a beer float.
They don't have ice cream.
Oh, that's right. It's a floatless root beer.
I'm not walking another 2 miles to the fucking local Conoco to get like, hopefully a slushy. Hopefully it works. And it's like the first time in like forever it's been this hot, so everyone's getting all the fucking ice cream. Nothing. Nothing available.
Not even a Thrifty's.
And so, you know, I'm walking back to the fucking hotel, fucking defeated as shit, and just all kinds of pissed off. Order a fucking pizza, and I'm just like, alright, fuck. And then the next day I have to go accomplish a fucking miracle. I have to be done by 4 p.m. and everything in Farmington opens at 8. So I have about 500 miles to drive.
In 6 hours.
Yeah. And 6 hours, I'm like, there's no fucking way. And so I call, one of my other stops. I'm like, hey, are you willing to, make a compromise to where I can, drop it at your, brother's store that's 45 minutes away from you? And then, the other guy that's also coming today that is going to go to you, guaranteed, can he pick that up and then bring it to you? And they're like, no, we need all our tires. I'm like, okay, well, fuck. That cost me 3 hours. So I had to go there, fucking dig out all their fucking shit, like move 150 tires just to get to their shit. And I'm like, all right, here you guys go. Fuck you. And road construction the whole time.
Oh, it never ends.
Yeah, I hit like the fucking, the turn of the stop sign both fucking ways. Just coming in and going out. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, okay. And just, racing through. And everyone is confused as fuck because usually I'm not this late. And if I am, it's snowing and I call my customers because I'm taking it slow and whatever. Today I was just focused on driving. I'm like, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, I told, my dispatch, call my fucking customers. Let them fucking know. Everyone's like, you don't have the tires I need. And I like go and look at it. I'm like, all right. No, this is on the other truck that's coming today. I'm the truck from yesterday. I'm the truck that was supposed to be here but didn't. Like, oh, and like I had to do this fucking like 10 times over. I'm just like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, shit happened yesterday. It was fucking shitty. And I get to like the gas station because I'm out of fucking gas. I'm like, I just need some gas. And the Colorado Yurt Company, these motherfuckers just parked in the fucking, in the gas lane for diesel, just went inside, got some food, took a shit, and just 20 minutes just sitting there. I'm like, fuck these guys. Fuck them. I almost wanted to go on Yelp and just give them a bad review, but I'm like, I'm just going to do it on my podcast when no one cares.
Yeah.
Like cat yurts or like adult yurts?
Yurts. Y-U-R-T.
Like yeah, so for humans or for cats?
For humans.
Okay, then I don't care.
Yeah, so...
cats are more important.
So like, I sit there for like 20 minutes just to, go up and get some fucking diesel. Like I wanted to get out, but I'm like, if I get out of my fucking truck, I'm going to beat someone's ass. Mm-hmm. I'm that fucking, level of amped and stressed right now. I'm going to fucking throw hands and I'm going to get arrested. So I'm going to have to stay in this fucking truck. What?
So I always go to Phillips for gas because they have like the cheapest gas prices. And so they have like the truck side and like the normal car side. And I always go in the normal car side. But I always see like those big little dick jacked up trucks on like the big trucker side. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? That's not your lane.
Oh, dude. Like I've seen people almost get knocked the fuck out because they did that shit.
It's so disrespectful. Like, what the fuck?
Like, dude, there's gonna be a day where it's just someone comes out with a knife and just stabs their tire and be like, fuck you.
You stab three, so he stabs four and calls to insurance saying it's an ex-girlfriend, but then you photo him like slashing the fourth tire and report it.
He won't do that.
Fraud.
Because here's the thing. At any fucking like Love's, Flying J, any truck stop, they have cameras.
Yeah.
So don't try and pull some.
But he's a micro penis. It means he's a micro brain.
I've seen gasoline fucking cars pull up to the diesel lane and then, try and figure out why their credit card wasn't working. They're like, why isn't my credit card working? It's like, do you have an EFS card or do you have a DOT number? Do you have anything that would require you to be in this fucking lane? Because
to prove that you need diesel to get diesel?
Well, no, in like at Love's, for instance, you cannot use a credit card at the fucking pump. You have to go inside and use a credit card and, be like, hey, I'm a piece of shit that, And I don't care, like, if you have, like, a big-ass RV and it's just easier for you to get in there and, it's not busy. I have no problem with that. What I do have a problem with is people coming in with their big-ass RVs, parking that shit, going inside, taking a shit.
My dad did that.
Going, shopping and then coming out, like, a half an hour later.
My dad so did that.
Yeah, we hate you. We hate your ass.
Please hate my dad more.
Yeah. Anybody in a fucking RV, like, honestly, They should fucking, you know, regulate RVs a whole lot more than they do.
Oh my God, yes.
You know, like I bought like a 1973 Mini Winnie. That,
which is
like,
my favorite brand of RVs, but continue.
Yeah, but I could easily just drive that thing on the road. I didn't. I fucking parked it, and I'm like, this is where I'm living right now. But the shit drove, the headlights worked, everything worked, the pump worked. I'm like, holy shit, a 50-year-old fucking vehicle works.
Well, yeah, 50 years ago, they were designed to make to last, because that was before capitalism decided to make things only last for so long, but to make people have to rebuy them all the time.
But yeah, no, I hate RVs. Like, Californians, Texans, Floridans, and RVs. I hate them all with a fucking passion. Fuck anyone with an RV. You know, unless, you know, there is, you know, gyms on the rough, people that have, like, a F-450 that can fucking actually haul their shit or actually have, like, a fucking Peterbilt with their fucking RV. I'm like, yeah, that guy.
That is sick.
Yeah, I love those people.
That's so badass. Because
they can actually fucking pull their shit. But, you know, the amount of times I see, like, a Ford F-150 pulling a fucking 53-foot goddamn trailer and they have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Remember the time we saw the Kenworth and it was pulling a trailer and a boat and a car?
Yeah, that shit happens all the fucking time.
It's and cool.
I'm like, if you can, if you have the engine power to do it, cool. Good for you. But if it's 65 and you're doing 45 because that's as fast as your car can, your RV can go, you're a piece of shit. Pull the fuck over. Let the rest of us fucking go. I hate fucking RVs.
They're so slow.
And it's like, what? And RVs that are in a fucking hurry, like, they'll fucking tailgate you. Number one, go ahead and try and tailgate me. I'm not going to go any faster, and I know you don't have the fucking power to pass me. And I'm not going to let you fucking pass me because you're a piece of shit. You know,
that's how I am in my Prius.
I mean, there are very few people that I will, you know, pump my brakes for. Number one, motorcycles. Motorcyclists, I look out for you.
Definitely.
100%.
For
being
sure.
Being a motorcyclist myself, yeah, I will 110% look out for your fucking ass.
And, like, I've just always done that from the beginning. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, that's something that everyone should fucking do. Yeah. Like,
have to be taught that.
They're just going to fucking go. Like, they're not sitting here trying to be slow. They're fucking taking off.
Where is Courtney?
I'm here.
She's here. She's probably looking at porn or something while ignoring my boring story.
No, I was going to hear a boring story. That boring.
I just need a bitch because like
no, your venting. I'm finding this incredibly amusing.
I've been sitting on this all fucking way. I'm like, this is going on my podcast.
I know. Continue.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck RVs. Fuck anyone that has like a travel trailer, and you just can't fucking hack it. If you can, if you have like an F-250 and something light, good for you. You know, I have no problems with you. I have no qualms with you. But if you're going to fucking tailgate me and try and be like, go faster, and you're in an RV, go fuck yourself. You're not in a hurry.
I find it's really weird that just anyone can go buy and drive an RV without any extra testing for how to drive a bigger vehicle. Like, that's like mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, the amount of times I see like a 100-year-old fucking Dracula motherfucker sitting
in the bubbles.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm like... Like the other day, I saw some dude with like a really, really nice fucking, you know, RV bus, like easily like $150,000 bus.
Those are nice.
But he wasn't hauling anything behind, you know, had his wife in the front seat and, you know, he drove right and he fucking used his blinkers. I'm like, that guy, good. Good on him.
Our future. But it'll be in other countries.
I mean, sure.
I thought we were moving to Japan. Are we not?
Yeah, we're going to get to Japan. Don't you worry.
Okay, fine.
Oh, my goodness.
But so, yeah, like, go back to my birthday. You know, I'm fucking having to wake up at 7 a.m. and just fucking, you know, nail the whole day. I'm like, it's nice I got to sleep in.
That is nice.
But, you know, it's like, now I have to fucking work all day.
Yeah.
You know, go to, it you know, one city, go to Cortez, go to, you know, Durango. And, you know, fucking deal with these Colorado yurt company faggots that are just sitting there just like, ugh, I don't want to actually fucking work. Then go fucking home. Go kill yourself. Like, honestly, you know, just too many people are fucking entitled and think that they get everything. It's like, just move out of the way of trucks. Just get the fuck out of the way. And you know, we'll be like, gold star for you, buddy. But the amount of times I've seen some fucking dumb shit, you know, flipped over or fucked up on the side of the road, I'm like, yeah, you deserve that. Yeah. And out-of-staters, like, honestly, my true feelings, you should have to fucking pay for a permit to go out of state. Like if you want to bring your car to another state, you should have to fucking pay for a permit, or at least, you know, apply for a permit. How long are you going to actually be here?
Because that is a thing in California.
Is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is so a thing.
Yeah, but you, like, out here, Texans, Floridians, Californians,
oh, yeah,
all over the fucking place. And I know that they live here.
I feel so bad for you. You married a California driver.
Yeah, you're a shitty driver, but you don't ever drive anywhere near me, so that's fine.
This is true.
Yeah.
Although, wasn't it good when I followed you?
Yeah, you're fine.
Ta-da!
I mean, you fucking didn't run any lights, so I'm like, oh, good for her. And I'm just like, slow down, and then you, like, fucking raced past me, and I'm like...
Yeah, because I had to be badass at some point.
I'm like... I thought about just racing past you, but I'm like, I'm not.
I thought you were going to, like, keep pace with me, and you didn't.
No, I'm not looking to fucking die, because here on a motorcycle, you can die all the time.
Well, don't die until you have more life insurance.
Okay, I'll wait till I have, like, $1 million.
That's, then, like, you're perfect.
Then you're settled for life.
Mm-hmm.
I'll teach you how to invest $1 million. That way it's like, okay, boom, boom, boom.
I'm just
going
to pay someone to do it for me.
No, I'll just teach you how to do it yourself.
I'm not going to do it myself.
Then you're going to fucking pay 10% on that.
That's okay. I have $1 million fucking.
That's $100,000. I'm not having you pay $100,000.
Okay, so I have $900,000, right? Like, what's the difference between another $100,000 if I already have $900,000? And 9 is my favorite number, so it's perfect.
I'm just going to make Ben my beneficiary.
You're not going to do that.
What?
Yeah, I'll just take you the fuck off. Mm-mm. You're just going to fucking spend it on stupid shit.
Yeah, it's my money now.
No, it's going to be Ben's money.
No, it's my money.
No, I'm going to just remember, I have the power to make Ben my beneficiary. But back to my
those
birth.
Those both start with B.
Yep. So back to my fucking birthday. And so I'm like, okay, finally got my last fucking shit done. My last two stops. I'm like, okay, finally, my truck only has, like, the fucking, you know, RMA returns in it. Fine. And I'm heading back home, just driving. And the slowest, shittiest fucking people on the planet are in front of me. Every fucking time, 45 miles an hour, they, like, race to get around me, and they're like, oh, we're going to slow down. And then I get to fucking, you know, La Vida Pass. I'm like, okay, I'm in the final stretch. I should get there about, you know, 7:30. And then I see the sign that every fucking trucker knows.
The white gate.
You know, it's either white, orange, or green. And it's, you know, truck inspection station, mobile weigh station, whatever the fuck they want to call it that day. And every single, you know, CDL truck has to fucking pull off the road and go talk to DOT. Yeah, you know, so
I drive the speed limit through the work zones, and I get passed by DOT. You know,
DOT is not a cop.
I know, but still, like, they should set a better example for themselves.
Who cares? Like, DOT is in a hurry to go fucking bust some truckers. Like, the amount of money they get from fucking truck tickets is crazy compared to the amount of money they get from, like, civilian tickets.
Capitalism.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But so, yeah, I fucking pull over, and I'm like, you know, waiting, and, like, I get up there, and it's like, you know, hey, where are you going? I'm like, I'm just trying to get home. I was like, all right, get on out of here. I'm like, you wasted my time for fucking nothing. You know, I sat in fucking line, wasted my time for fucking nothing. They're like, oh, yeah, you just waved me the fuck through. You should have been like, go, or fucking close that shit. What?
Yeah.
And then, you know, so I'm like, okay, that was a nice little 15-minute fucking delay. And, you know, continue on, just trucking along. And I get into Walsenburg. And I'm like, okay, there's nothing else. Nothing else could fuck up my day. Zero. I'm like, come on, fate, bring it. What else you got for me, bitch? Fuck you. And as I'm coming, I see the fucking railroad, start flashing and the fucking bars come down. It's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. We have a 3-mile train now.
They're so long now.
I'm like,
it's fucking crazy.
I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't fucking care anymore. I gave up. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Bring it all. Just bring it all. Bring all the fucking levels of stress you possibly can. I do not fucking care anymore. And I ended up getting home at 8 o'clock at night.
Like, I was home before him, which never happens.
It's never happened in the 5 years that I've been with my company. But yeah, I'm like, God fucking damn it. And I just pull in. I'm like, all right, you guys take care of this. I don't care. Fuck everything. Here's the keys are in the truck. Here's this. Like normally I'm asleep, like super asleep by 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like 8 p.m. Yeah. is my midnight.
Yeah.
So I like, hop on my bike and, head fucking home. And, on my birthday, I'm like, oh, cool. My entire fucking birthday was goddamn ruined. Mm-hmm. And then that pushed my next day, because I still have to sleep my 10 hours till 6 p.m.
A.m.
Or 6 a.m. I had to sleep till, and then, I had to do a 10-hour turn and burn.
But it was nice to leave the house together.
It was stressful as fuck. I get there, and I'm just, waiting to clock in, and it's like, okay, boom. And they, moved my truck, moved the keys, moved everything, because normally I'm not there by then, and they still have truck appointments to do and receiving. So I had to go fucking hunt down my goddamn keys, hunt down everything. And, I didn't get to Cortez. I ran out of time. And I fucking broke my, pretty much broke my back just trying to get everyone their fucking tires before 5 o'clock when all these tire shops closed for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
Like, no one has an answer for me to why they close at 5.
Like, seriously?
Like, Discount Tire, they'll take appointments up until a certain point, and they're like, okay, we're done with appointments for the day. You can leave your car here overnight, and we'll get to it in the morning, or you can just come back tomorrow morning. They just have a cutoff period, and sometimes they'll be there till 6 o'clock. I'm like, this is the time that people are getting off of work.
I know, right?
It's like...
Like, seriously, it's the end of my shift and I need to call in all these medications, but all the pharmacies closed at 4. And I don't have time to call before 4. The hell?
It's like, it's just lazy motherfucking people that don't want to actually work long hours.
Seriously.
Or it's, business owners that don't want to fucking pay... To have someone sitting there,
Well, can they pay in the middle of COVID and the aftermath, though?
Yeah. They
that dream.
It's like $100 an hour just to work on some shit. Like, labor costs are expensive as fuck.
I know. That's why I'm saying, can they afford it?
Oh, can the actual people afford it?
Yeah.
Yeah. To get tired, like, just, honestly, there just needs to be someone that's like a 24-hour just tire guy. It's like, yeah, I'll come to your car and replace your tire. I'll bring you the tire. You just have to pay ahead of time for, the tire. And, yep, I'm on my way with the tire. And it costs like $70. Have someone come out there, replace your tire. Here you go. Good to go. But yeah, I mean, fucking the day after my birthday, got done super fucking late, told the last city to go fuck themselves. And then as I get there, all the electricity in the entire town, like on one half of the town, it's just out.
Oh my God, that happened up in Castle Rock too. Like, it was weird.
So call in. I'm like, I go online to, order some Pizza Hut. I'm mm-hmm. like, I just want some fucking pizza. I'm, originally I was just going to walk across the street to go get a hamburger or something. I'm like, no, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm just, someone bring me something. I'll pay.
Yeah.
And, I'm like just pressing. I'm like, you know, this store is not accepting online orders right now. I'm like, all right, call. And it's like, yeah, all our computers are down. We can't accept anything. I'm like,
the downside of technology.
I'm like,
yeah.
Once it's down, it's down.
I'm like, I'm like, should I pull all my money out of the bank? Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Domino's, and it was the sacrifice that I was willing to make.
The sacrifice? I thought you liked Domino's.
Compared to Pizza
Hut?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine. But I hate Domino's as much as I hate Pizza Hut.
No, like, Pizza Hut is, like, miles above Domino's.
It's just their garlic butter balls, and that's it.
No, that's a Pizza Hut thing.
I'm so confused. I thought we were talking about Round Table.
What?
No, my God. You're hilarious, Alex.
Round Table, like, I feel like they just have, like, a grease gun, and they just pour grease, like, all over their pizza.
I know, that's why I was shit-talking on them.
Yeah, Round Table is just a grease pizza. You throw a napkin on it, and it turns into, like, just liquid.
And then you can set it on fire.
It's like, you just, you know, just, like, put as many napkins as you want. You know, if they, like, tilt the pizza too much, it's like a fucking oil spill. It's like, oh, no, BP oil has nothing on this. Yeah, no, Round Table sucks.
I know, that's why I was shit-talking.
Pizza Hut is completely different.
Yeah, they at least have a decent-tasting dough.
I mean, it's all bad for me. I'm a fat fucking loser that eats pizza way too often.
My pizza is very healthy. Thank you very much.
I mean, I'm ordering from Domino's.
I know, which is, like, disgusting.
It's a fucking nightmare. So, yeah, I ordered. I'm like, $10, just bring me the fucking pizza. I always tip $10. I'm like, just bring me the fucking pizza. Bring it to me first. Fuck everyone else on your route. This is why you tip good. Like, honestly, if you want to get your food first, if you want, you know, the delivery driver to say, fuck everyone else, I'm getting this guy first, you know, pre-authorize like a $10 tip on your shit. You pre-authorize a $50 tip, they're running fucking red lights for you.
Capitalism.
It works, though.
I need a button that says capitalism.
Just.
It works.
Yeah, but it needs to say capitalism.
Because people aren't motivated.
Well, I mean, if you know, give them, like, back when I worked for Jimmy John's, you know, people would tip. What?
I am so sorry. Our economy is crashing and people don't feel good about themselves or their work right now. It's excusable. But
no, but like when I worked at Jimmy John's, for instance, just for tips.
5 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 6 years ago at this point. But
so old.
But yeah, I mean, I was working for fucking tips and I knew immediately who tipped, who didn't. And it's like, oh, this guy fucking, you know, just tips the fucking change. And if you pre-authorize a 50-cent tip, I'm going to get to you last just to spite you. Go fuck yourself. If you tip under a dollar, go fuck yourself. Tip like, you know, $3. $3 to $5 is respectable. And then, you know, $5 to $10, it's like, okay, there we go. Now we're talking about a real tip. You know, above $10, you know, hell yes. And above $20, I fuck everyone else. You're getting your shit first.
Courtney taught me how to tip, so I do it very well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, did you, like, you did like a Grubhub and DoorDash?
She was a waitress.
Yeah, I mean,
I was a waitress, and then I was also,
you moved like, up to like a manager, right?
I mean, you know, being a waitress and being a food delivery driver, are completely different things.
Yeah.
People will be like, here is a $50 tip, my waitress. You just walked my food over to me and, you know, had some busboy clear my table after I left and took my order.
Well, we actually tip. We have to tip out the busboy.
Yeah, you have to tip out everybody.
Yeah,
we didn't have to tip out shit because I was using my own fucking car.
Which is legal, by the way.
What? To use your own car?
What?
Yeah. If you're using your car for a business, you have to have commercial insurance.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Yeah, it's expensive.
No one does.
Yeah, so what they're doing is basically fucking you in the ass.
Yeah, but what happens if we get into an accident?
And you don't have insurance?
I guarantee you, like, my regular insurance will cover it. And then, you know, Jimmy John's would come through. And
you think they're going to cover your ass?
Yeah, no, when you sue the fuck out of them, yes.
They have to. So with Uber, when I was Uber driving, the person who actually covered me originally was Progressive, which was their insurance. It wasn't my insurance.
What do you mean originally? Uber. Did something change?
Well, remember, I for my settlement, I went directly through the other car insurance.
Oh.
The one at fault. Yeah. So, yeah. But with Uber, they covered me.
Hmm.
Uber covered me.
I thought like, these were all super shitty companies.
No, the pretty much if they said go fuck yourselves, they would get buried in such a deep-ass lawsuit, it wouldn't even be funny. Like,
yeah, they have supplemental insurance for all the drivers.
Yeah, they have to.
They're not covered.
Pretty much.
They do tell you not to tell your, if you're not paying for it, they do tell you not to tell your original insurance, like your insurance company, that you're an Uber driver.
I feel like that's fraud.
Well, I mean, you have to make money somehow. And commercial insurance is like $10,000.
I'm just saying it's a company that should be paying for commercial insurance.
I mean, you're paying for insurance. It doesn't really matter either way. I mean, you know, commercial insurance can, you know.
Am I paying you for car insurance?
Probably.
Okay, good.
Possibly. I don't know.
I think so.
I stopped keeping track. As long as you pay whatever, I'm happy with it.
Oh. Am I maintaining myself to a higher standard than you are?
I mean, I just fucking pay whatever's left. I don't sit here and, you know.
You are such a good sugar daddy.
I don't sit here and be like, did she pay this much or, all this?
I'm just making sure. You're making me feel guilty.
I mean, I don't really fucking care. But yeah, commercial insurance can go up to like $25,000 a month.
Yeah.
And it's like crazy. It's like, yeah, you're delivering pizzas. There's no fucking way you can actually afford that.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
But, commercial insurance is designed to cover you, to cover like a commercial load. So
the value of what's inside the truck?
Yes.
Oh. So it's not the amount of the cost of the truck then.
So pretty much like for us, like for my company, we are self-insured, but we also have a secondary insurance. So if something, comes down.
Oh.
Because,
No, this makes perfect sense.
At a point, you have enough money to, just self-insure.
Yeah.
And that's why rich people also fucking win. Is they can just be like, yeah, I'm self-insured.
Yeah, no, they have access to whatever healthcare they want.
Well, I mean, just for cars, too. Well, they don't have to pay car insurance.
They don't?
No.
What the fuck? Well, actually, you know what? That makes sense. I'm okay with that.
I mean, like, they have to, like, have the money.
They have the money.
Well, I'm, don't quote me on this. I'm not a lawyer. Mm. But I'm pretty sure, like, they have to have, like, the money, like, in, like, a trust. Like, a certain amount of, capital in a trust.
What is a trust?
It's pretty much, like, an account that you can't touch that somebody else that is, trusted can,
Is that what I'm doing to you by giving you. me giving you my money for Japan?
Kind of, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I was supposed to donate to it, but I forgot about my therapy.
Yeah, I mean, she gave me $4.
I'm sorry. It's embarrassing, but it was the only money I could find because I literally just made the decision that day.
She's like, yeah, I'm going to throw down heavy on Japan. $4.
No, it was just to get me started. So I set up a routine.
We're going to go to the 100.
It was the action, not the amount.
We're going to the 100 yen store. Woo, we're going to go crazy.
Shut up.
I mean, pretty much.
I'm going to make better endeavors.
Pretty much, I'm going to be paying for, the hotels or the Airbnbs.
Like a good sugar daddy.
I mean, just for the whole fucking thing. I'm like, here. Mm-hmm.
Just spoil me more and more, please.
I mean, like, Courtney's going to have to, like, throw in, but...
Well, yeah, but Courtney got her settlement, so it's expected.
Well, I mean, even if she didn't have a settlement.
Well, that would be different.
Yeah.
You would like, she'd pull the pity card and you would completely buy it. And then at first you'd be like, nah, not really. But by the, but like 6 months later, you'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get it for her.
Yeah, like,
oh my God.
You know, like I'd probably get the like Airbnbs and then just be like, yeah,
exactly.
What, you know, but I'm not going to like, she's not going to come up to me with a kimono and be like, can you buy this for me?
I'm
like,
no, I'm going to do that.
I'm like, no.
I know. That's why I need to put money aside.
I'm like, like even for you, probably no.
Okay, the problem is if I buy a kimono, that means you have to help me get dressed in it. Are you willing to make that commitment?
You realize I see you maybe like one day a week, maybe two.
Are you willing to make that commitment?
No.
Okay, then I can't get a kimono.
Just get a kimono. Just get
I
a,
can't get into it by myself.
Get a yukata then.
Yeah,
I'm going to get that too.
You can do it, Alex.
No, there's I want like a full-on traditional with like the backpack and everything.
Then we'll do that. Is it? I don't think it's a backpack.
It's not a backpack, but that's the best word I could come up with to describe it because I don't remember the word for it.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know the word for it because I'm not wearing kimonos, and I know very little Japanese.
You know more than me.
Yeah, like, you know, all you need is like. All you need is sumimasen.
I'm not saying that.
Say it. Say it with me. Sumimasen.
No. As soon as we get to Japan, I'm going to talk as little as possible except to you and Courtney.
Sumimasen.
You may have to help me buy things, though.
You know. Just know the numbers in Japanese.
I don't know the numbers in
Do you know what their currency is called?
Yen.
There we go. So, you know, it something is,
like, you know, you too,
no,
to
I don't want to talk to people when I check out.
You don't have to. They have automated things where you just put the basket in and it bags it all for you.
Oh.
And it's a machine. And you
then I'm perfectly fine with that. I just don't want to talk to people.
You just walk up and just press English and it's like, boop-a-doop-a-doop, this is how much you owe us. And it's like, here you go.
Okay, that is so helpful.
They have self-checkout out there. It's great.
It's going to be fantastic.
I mean,
I want melon bread.
Melon bread?
Yeah.
The fuck is melon bread?
Oh my God.
You don't know?
You don't know?
It's all the shit that we see every single time.
Seriously.
And, like, yeah, it's got the crisp cuts on it.
Yeah.
Melon bread.
No idea. As the one that is studying Japan.
Okay. Oh my God. When's the last time you watched a single anime?
Okay, here's the thing. Fruits, like, you know, watermelons are given as gifts in Japan. It is not
and
like
cantaloupe, and it's like they can be super expensive.
They are expensive because they're gifts.
Ta-da!
I'm just saying.
Like, yeah, that looks fucking gross.
Like, I want to try it.
And bread is pan in Japanese. P-A-N, like a fucking pan.
Oh my God.
Melon pan. There we go.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I only know it in English. I'm sorry.
Meron pan.
Ooh.
Because they don't have vowels. So they cannot love you. They can only rub you.
Oh my God.
Would it be hot if you talked to Japanese and me in bed?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm, you know, domo arigato.
Don't say it in that tone.
For pussy.
No. No, you're not that funny.
I'm pretty funny.
Sure.
I found that funny.
But I proved myself right.
It was funny.
Like, domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Bum, bum. Just two pumps in you. I'm like, oh. Oh. Like, no.
Oh my goodness.
I came to, I don't even know what the word for cum is in Japanese. I don't even think
like
they have
C-U-M
one.
C-U-M or C-O-M-E?
C-U-M.
So semen.
How to say semen in Japanese?
Oh my God.
It's probably going to like give me like.
Wait, I know that from hentai though. That's, like, not surprising.
You like watch hentai with sound on? How weird.
Yeah. No, why the fuck would I not have the sound on?
Just watch it without sound. It's way better.
What the fuck?
You don't have to, you know, listen. You know, the people in church don't have to know what you're up to.
Why are you watching hentai in a church?
You know,
you can only watch Christian porn in a church.
But like when you're sitting across,
otherwise you'll burn like a fucking vampire.
When you're sitting across the room from your grandma and she's telling you a boring story and you're like watching hentai, you have to like have the sound off.
Oh my god!
Do you remember the blue dildo? The blue dildo that ends up at his cross.
No.
Oh my god.
Blue dildo that ends up as a cross.
Oh my god! You literally showed this to me like when we were first started dating.
Yeah,
and
like
I had no idea what it was.
The blue dildo, it's probably something weird. Like back when I was like on 4chan all the time. And
oh
just,
my god. Oh my god. I had to put up with that face.
Yeah, stay off of 4chan,
oh my god,
kids.
Speaking of face.
Oh my god.
Oh my
see?
God. So, Alex.
I never
should
do that.
Yeah, you did. It was traumatizing.
Oh my gosh. So you guys know that Chuny face where like, you see it sometimes, like where they like pretend they're whatever, you know?
The
no.
What face?
I don't know.
Chuny.
The Chuny face?
Like T O O N E?
Yeah. No, it's C H U N I.
The Chuny face.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Chobits?
Like, where are you?
Oh my god.
No.
Yes.
Are you talking about like weebs or something? Like what are you talking about?
Oh my god, guys. You're horrible.
I mean you like of like
no,
all of us.
Remember that stage you were at when you were a kid when you had to pretend like to be your superhero and shit?
The fuck?
That's the Chuny phase.
When
that's
I had
a phase?
That I've never done that.
What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, that's like super cool that you did that, but I didn't do that.
To pretend to be a superhero?
Alex.
What?
You pretended to be Kat.
Courtney.
That was your Chuny phase.
Courtney, I have never left that phase. Honestly, do you think I've left that phase?
Oh my god, Alex.
Courtney, no, literally, like a couple, like, okay, like 2 months ago, like something like fell on my arm, like while me and Alex were eating, and I like licked my arm clean, and then I looked at Alex and I'm like, fuck, I forgot I'm not a cat. And you just continued eating like it was normal, which means you love me.
I'm just gonna have to get you some like cat clip-ons for your like your headphones, like cat ear clip-ons.
I want that so bad.
And just like,
oh my god, I wanted that too.
Yeah,
but
right.
Those are so expensive.
They're
right?
Stupid expensive.
No, not the cat headphones, just ones that you can clip onto, you know, your existing ones.
Like
oh,
more
really?
Up top, like yeah. Not covering.
Yeah, like it clip like onto these headphones that you're wearing right now, because I'm sure you're just like. I can't understand their fucking Chinglish language, so I'm just gonna listen to music.
I listen to music because it calms me in public spaces.
Yeah, it like Tokyo is gonna be absurd.
Which is why I'm going to wear my headphones when we're in Tokyo.
And, like, I want to take, like, the Grand Line. The Grand Line.
I don't know what that is, but continue.
It's, like, the most expensive fucking train you can take in Japan. Because it's just fucking, it's like first class train ride.
Okay, so you don't like planes, but you're okay in trains.
It's different. It's faster.
What the fuck?
And it's less people. And Japanese people just, by definition, are way less annoying than Americans.
Are bullet trains faster than planes?
No, but...
You said they were.
They are and are not. Japanese, their bullet train system is on time.
I saw a very traumatic,
Well,
like,
show me the fucking bullet train going into someone's ass. Like, don't fucking, like...
I already showed you the dildo.
Yeah, you showed me, like, a fucking cross dildo.
Like I said.
I'm like, I don't remember this.
I remember it. It was traumatizing. You showed me it in a different image, but it was traumatizing in a fun way.
I mean, like, what? But did I like bring Logan over and be like, Logan,
yes,
open
you
up your pockets. Let's like make a cross.
No, you literally.
Let's make a crucifix out of the dildos in your pocket.
Oh my god!
Like one of my best friends.
Oh my
back
god! This is like a commonly searched thing on Google.
What is it?
What is it?
With high speed, train travel is always faster than driving, duh. In many cases, faster than flying.
That's cool. That's cool.
They had to slow them down going through tunnels because they would, like, sonic boom and shit.
They also have to slow down planes so they use less fuel.
There was one plane, the Concorde, or the Concorde.
Yes.
That went supersonic.
Yeah.
And, cool. And it had like a weird fucking crooked nose, like a Jew witch.
What's that?
Like a Jewish woman that is also a witch. She has like a really long nose, but it's also crooked.
I thought that was like more of a Romanian trait.
I don't know. But it had a crazy fucking nose on it. And yeah. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. It's all, you know, news time. Let's see what we got for the news. Sex without consent is finally defined as rape in Slovenia.
Thank God.
Oh, good for these people.
Yes, good for them.
I didn't think that you could, you know, rape over there.
I'm sorry, they're being forward.
It's now illegal to pay disabled people in Hawaii less than minimum wage.
Also good.
I guess they were fucking over the retards. Hilarious.
That's actually a thing still in a lot of states in America. Disabled people get paid crazy less money because they're disabled. It's fucking awful.
Well, I mean, they're, you know, giving us less, but...
Okay, no. There was a person who was down to him who worked at a USPS thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were paying him 1/10 of what they're paying all the other employees because there are literally laws that say you can do that.
But they're like only paying him in Legos. So it's like, yay.
Basically, yeah. It's insulting.
Thank you so much, guys.
No, seriously.
I love Legos.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're happy with it, they're
why is it wrong for them to make the equal wage?
People are sitting here being like, yeah. People with Down syndrome are just way too retarded to actually understand anything. It's like, yeah, there are levels of it to where you are, you know, you need round the care, you know, around the clock care for sure. But
they should be put out of their misery.
No.
Yes.
Like, you know, the hotel lady that at the hotel I stay at, she has a son, super cool. And, you know, he is a nonverbal autistic kid and just...
I wish I was nonverbal.
Yeah, you know, he just graduated from high school. But he has a better beard than me. I'm like, God damn it. He came around the corner. I'm like, fuck. You know, he doesn't say anything. Just watches SpongeBob SquarePants all day. And... Yes, sits there with his mom. What?
Courtney just sent this to me.
These nuts.
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
These nuts.
There we go.
Got him. Got him.
And so, but in other uplifting news, New York City is to create a college savings account for every public school kindergartner in 2022.
Education should be free for all, but continue.
Rhode Island makes financial literacy a required class for all high school students.
Why is it spelled with an H?
Because that's how it's... Rhode Island actually changed its name not too long ago.
To what?
Rhode Island.
So it's no longer spelled with the H?
No, it was like some long-ass name. Let's see.
Are you talking
about
Rhode
Island's old name? Providence Plantations. So, yeah.
Wait, how is that different from Rhode Island? Doesn't Rhodes mean plentiful?
I don't know. But, so, good on them. You know, you can no longer rape in Slovenia.
Wait, there's no Florida story?
Oh, yeah, let me dig up a Florida story. Jesus Christ.
Babe!
You would think...
Babe!
You would think that I would, like...
Oh, my God.
You would think that I'm, like, sitting here fucking just, like...
Oh, you know. My God. The shame here, babe.
I don't care.
Do you? Don't you?
Let's pull. Usually, like, for some reason, Florida has
been stuttering, so now you're embarrassed.
Florida has been behaving lately.
Why?
They have.
They have. I mean, like, you know, Florida man wrecks liquor store, blames it on Caterpillar.
Caterpillar the truck?
Caterpillar, like the caterpillar, like a little pre-butterfly.
Like the caterpillar that ate everything or something?
Yep.
The hungry caterpillar?
Yeah, the very hungry caterpillar.
Oh.
Florida man. Oh, here we go. Here's a story I like.
Excellent.
From NPR. Small Florida town accidentally sold its water tower for $55,000. When business owner Bobby Reed approached Brookfield City Council about purchasing a municipal building at the base of a small city water tower, he didn't expect the water tower to come with it. Reed discovered the mistake after the property had been sold him for $55,000. The certified personal trainer intended to turn the building into a very blah, 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 blah.
He had his own plans.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The surprise purchase boiled down to a mix-up over legal description for the property.
This is government at its finest.
But yeah, they never split that building off from, like, the water tower. So yeah, this guy fucking owns it.
Is he gonna give it back?
While Reed officially owned the water tower for a little over a week, he never had keys or access to the property. A small fee of $10 was all it took to sign the property back to the city. So, yeah, he gave it back.
Excellent.
Aww.
Oh, form a committee. That's the song I was thinking of earlier.
But, yeah, good job, Bobby Reed. It's all good news this week. Like I brought the bad news. I was a party pooper. I'm like, fuck RVs. They're all shitty. I hate them all.
I would have made the government fuck over like $10,000 for the water thing back.
I mean, he just wanted this building.
But they could have forked up some of the cash because it was their mistake.
It was an honest mistake. And it's like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't really intend to buy the water tower.
I'm just saying, you should never miss a chance to rape the government for more money.
Oh my God. It's a small town.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The government's good nowhere.
I mean.
You're going to defend it to me?
It's worse, like, in Bosnia.
Okay. You're going to defend it to me?
Okay, you're just fucking crazy woman over here.
She's just a hater.
She's just a hater.
It's fun. It's so much fun. You could join me.
In being a hater?
Yeah.
I mean, I made shrimp for you today.
I know, and they were delicious.
Yeah. I like.
They were so good.
So, like, today, you know, now that all the fucking craziness is done.
I'm sorry. I actually made it a better day because I fed you and gave you your presents. So you felt pretty happy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I deserve.
You literally, like, you placed my presents on my chest as I was exhausted.
You asked me. I asked you if you wanted them. And you said yes.
Like, I'm like, sure. was my exact words.
Clearly
and you're just like, cool. And I'm like, here, just take them all back. And I like fell asleep immediately. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like on Friday, as I was coming back home, my dad called me. He's like, hey, son, sorry. It's your birthday, right? Like a couple days ago.
Oh my God, that's so your dad.
I'm such a terrible father.
This
like,
is your dad.
I'm like, dude, I really,
oh my God.
I really don't care at all. I'm like, dude, who cares? Ooh, I'm turning 30. Oh, wow.
It's a milestone.
I'm like, dude, I don't even remember. I don't know when your birthday is. I don't know the month of your birthday, dude. He's like, I checked on Facebook and I checked on everything. I didn't see your birthday. I'm like, yeah, I don't have it on Facebook.
I know.
I
noticed that.
I purposely took it off Facebook. I'm like, fuck you, Facebook. I don't want people to know my birthday. I don't want people to be like, oh, shit, we have to fucking wish this guy a happy birthday. I stop doing it. I who cares? Unless I'm physically in your presence and I owe you a fucking birthday present because, you know, we're good enough friends. I don't care. Like, very few people, like maybe 10 people will, like, Courtney might get a text. Her birthday is sometime next month.
I'm so proud of you that you know the month. That's fantastic. I'm so proud of you.
We're getting her a birthday present.
I know, but I'm still impressed.
We're getting her, you know, the headphones that we all wear.
Twice the bitching, half the pussy.
So we're getting her the Sony WH4s or whatever.
XH.
What?
WXH.
WXH, whatever. Who fucking cares? Yeah, these fucking boss-ass fucking headphones that we all wear. We're going to, you know, throw a pair at her. That way, you know, her fucking, you know, voice comes in a whole lot clearer. So it's not like sounding like this.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. It's just an improvement. You don't have to apologize.
No, I mean.
It's not a critique.
Honestly, I've heard podcasts that are, like, way fucking worse. And, like, yeah. I've been on fucking, you know, other podcasts. And I'm, like, I can't, you know, bring myself to fucking listen to it. Ever. So definitely check out Here's a Scenario with Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalo. Also check out my other fucking podcasts, Argue This and Broker Boys, which are going to be recorded tomorrow. Oh yeah, and it's Happy Father's Day when this actually comes out because we pre-record. So happy Father's Day, all you fucking, you know, dudes that fucking dumped a load in a woman.
Good. I'm not giving you a Father's Day card, just so you know.
You better.
No, that's creepy.
Yeah, he's your sugar daddy.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, I guess I'll get you a card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you want a blowjob instead?
I wonder if they're...
Okay, just because it's sugar daddy, I'm not required to put out. I put out because I like putting out.
I mean, like, if you put out less, then I, you know, just move on. I'm like, all right.
I know.
Well, this dumb bitch is, you know, not wanting to put out. So who else is looking for, you know, a free place to live and, you know, fucking dick once a week?
I told you, you can fuck all the men you want.
Some dudes are going to hit me up on this, babe.
I know.
Hey, bud, can I come live with you?
To come home on the weekend still.
I'll come... let you fuck me. I'm like, dude, I have an extra room. Yeah, come stay in the fucking extra room. I'll come over, fuck you in your ass.
Yeah.
Once a week.
You know, if I like the weeks you're home, like, before me. Like, on a Wednesday or something.
And then, you know, we'll go downstairs and play some fucking video games. I have a PS5.
Oh, I forgot there was a 5 now.
Yeah, it's right there. It's sitting right there. Hell yeah.
It doesn't look
It's in my background. I have my PS5 box.
Because you think that's cool.
It is. It's fucking hella cool. Are you kidding me? I'm sure I could sell this box alone for, like, money. I'm not going to, because I think that's a shitty thing to do. Because, like, anytime there's, like, a box of something expensive, it's never used for anything good. It's always used for a prank. It's like, oh, my son's birthday is coming up. I'm going to get this PS5 box and fill it with rocks and a note that says you suck and you're in an accident and the condom broke and I wish I never had you, but it's too late for an abortion. Fuck you. And it's like, you know, the son's like, oh, Dad, you did.
It's a PS5.
It is. It's like, Dad, no way. That's so cool. He opens up. Oh, man, I'm adopted. Fuck.
Quite honestly, if someone told me I was adopted, it would make me so happy.
Yep, but you're not. So now you're my wife.
Which is so much better.
I mean, it's pretty cool. But yeah, that's it. You know, we'll be back next week. We're already over time again.
It's been fun.
Yeah, whatever. And I'm Alex the Truck. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter.
Whatever.
Whatever. Shut up. The man is talking. Quiet, skirt.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah, I'm gonna start a trucker rant series where I fucking bitch about RVs and fucking people going slow on the road and all the problems that fucking truckers have to deal with.
You're gonna record them in your truck and be authentic?
Yes.
Nice.
It's gonna be in my truck and it's gonna be, you know, just me with, like, my phone and me bitching a fucking fit, you know, about everything that I have to fucking go through. You know, like once every like.
You chose this job.
I did. You know, and this is, you know, shit that I want to do. I'll probably post it on Instagram and Twitter, Alex the Truck, on both of those. So follow me, and then, you'll be able to hear me fucking just complaining up a storm, see my shitty beard, be like, oh, yeah, he does have a shitty beard. Ugh. Everything about him is shitty. Oh, my God, he has a fucking, you know, like.
You're a trucker.
Does he have like?
You just, look like a fucking trucker.
Does he just have blackheads in his nose, dude?
Everyone has blackheads in their nose.
Get a fucking, you know, a face.
Except like Kim Kardashian.
Get like a face scrub or something. Wash your face.
If I got you a face scrub, would you use it?
No. Honestly, like, you know, like I have a shitty beard as it. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not gonna, you know, fix it. Like I'm gonna, you know, go get a haircut, that way I don't have like these fucking, you know, Wolverine fucking mutton chops going on.
I know you have really bad mutton chops.
Oh, they're so great.
Oh my God,
I'm gonna like fluff them out.
Quite honestly, if you shaved and just left the mutton chops, it'd be like a huge turn on for me.
Just left the mutton, just left this shit.
Yeah, it'd be like Victorian-esque.
Just, you know, just do like a whaler. God.
Courtney, you know what I'm talking about.
Just,
you know. Courtney, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
To my taste.
I know, Courtney, it's not to my taste either, but it's still a turn on, which is awful.
It's not, I can't even get hard with that.
I know, which is why I don't ask it of you.
It's just garbage.
I accept the good with the bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is all bad.
No.
This is all bad.
The hair is great. The fucking muscles are fantastic. And I guess your A cups are a little attractive.
Yeah, I mean, it's called a bean dip.
Oh my God.
That's what it is. Just a little bean dip. Just, you know, just digging in, just flicking it around.
This is not a bean dip, though. It's more like a ranch. Yeah. Is it like a sour cream?
Yeah, keep them shits away. That way I can put this on YouTube. Don't it's gonna be censored. Censored.
I've done this like several times throughout the recording, just so you know.
Oh fuck.
What? What have you done, Alex? I missed it.
I've been blotting my tits.
She's been flopping her tits like.
It's called blotting. For those in the vet field, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
No idea.
Oh my God.
I know. It's a secret community.
It's a secret community.
Right, honestly, like.
No, seriously.
Looks like you're naked.
I know, right? This is why I kept like moving my shirt down.
But yeah,
like the khakis are not showing up well.
Yeah, you can see, you know, these.
See, there's like the pure white, and now you can see that.
There you go. No, I can tell. Definitely.
See, the Gondors are lit white, Courtney.
I mean, I'm sure if I like changed my light around, it'd be different. But that's it for this week. Yeah, I'll be back next week with some more entertaining shits. I'm sure some more entertaining stories.
Hopefully he doesn't forget Florida again.
Fuck yeah. Florida. Florida's been behaving.
Oh my God, that's been your sole thing, and you just abandoned it.
Florida has been, like, I literally go through and look for Florida
stories.
All of
your stories were uplifting. You could have thrown in an uplifting Florida story, because the dude selling back a water tower doesn't count.
It's a pretty good uplifting story.
No, it's not.
I think it's uplifting.
He could have taken more money from the government.
I'll rule you. Okay. This time.
Here we go. Here's a story that you want.
I want something about alligators.
Florida woman attacked by alligator while walking her dog.
Yes. Is the dog okay?
The dog killed the alligator.
Excellent.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I'm going to believe that.
Just believe it. But yeah, usually, you know, they'll say killed the,
Exactly, the dog's fine. Unless it was a Yorkie, in that case, I'm okay with it being dead.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I full on hate Yorkies.
So the gator tried to get the dog, but she grabbed the dog pretty quickly. But in turn, she slipped down and the gator got her leg just beneath the knee.
This is a good dog mom, though. Continue.
That's very much the whole story. Her boyfriend, Vance, fucking called 911. Yeah, they got the alligator off. It wasn't even a big alligator. But
it was a baby.
Yeah. But see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.